Welcome back to Radio Sports Page, catching up with Simpson men's soccer coach Rick Isaacson. And coach, just a quick update on the offseason so far. I think the Storm are going to have to replace a lot of contributors, but I think you also have a lot of young talent that you think will be able to step up to the plate in a very tough American Rivers Conference.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there, Andrew, and thanks for having me today. Yeah, the offseason, it's been another productive offseason for Storm Soccer, so you are accurate. We lost a lot of talent to graduation over the course of the last year, but we also have some talent waiting in the wings, and we're excited about the recruiting class that we're adding to the mix this year.
Well, going back a little bit further into the offseason and away from Storm Sports, but you heard the news that you're going to be inducted into the Luther Athletics Hall of Fame. When you first heard that news, what went through your head? Obviously, a fantastic accomplishment.
Yeah, it's humbling. I don't think anybody ever feels like they deserve that type of accomplishment or recognition. But yeah, I'm excited about it. It should be a great weekend this fall in Decorah, and just excited to spend some time with my former teammates and family, and just relive some of the memories that were created back in the day.
When you kind of see that, and I know it's not always an easy thing to talk about yourself, so I guess I'll put it in terms of your coaching tenure, does that add anything to your kind of coaching arsenal? Be like, yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Look at me. I'm in Luther Hall of Fame.
Does it validate things? I don't know. I think maybe that's a better question for recruits and recruits' families, but I think it does show, you know, prospects or anyone interested in coming to play soccer at Simpson that the coach there has had a bit of success in the same league as Simpson.
Well, let's go back to the Storm, or at least your coaching journey, because I know you get done with Luther and you kind of start in the high school area before being on at Simpson. Walk me through what that looked like for you, your coaching journey, and just kind of, was that what you wanted to do always, or is that just kind of how it ended up working out?
That's a great question. So I went to Luther intending to major in business. Had a fairly successful freshman season back in the fall of 1999, and realized maybe I could make a living with this soccer thing. So changed my major from business to education with the intent to teach and coach. My first coaching job was actually the head boys soccer coach at Decorah High School as I finished my degree at Luther. And then I spent a year there, moved back to Central Iowa. I'm from Urbandale. And when the Ankeny job opened up in 2004, I viewed that as the job that I really wanted. So took that job in 2004. A couple of years later, we were fortunate to win a state championship there at Ankeny. And then, you know, when I had my eye on the Simpson job while I was coaching high school soccer and experiencing a bit of success in Ankeny. And then when the Simpson job opened up in 2011, I told my wife, I said, that's the one. Let's see if we can't go grab that one and make something happen.
Well, talking about the success for the Storm soccer program, I think you've kind of at least kind of met the mark or improved upon the mark all of your seasons here. Talk about that evolution of kind of building your program, and you're kind of in that area now for coaches where you have the system set in place, and not that they don't always kind of tweak and change, but you have things pretty much set in stone of what you like to do.
Yeah, we've been fortunate at Simpson. I've been there now over a decade. I think we're entering year 13 this fall, to taste some success. And the goal is to try to build every year, right, and work towards winning championships on a consistent basis. And we're still striving to do that. I think there's a lot of teams in our league that would probably sign up for finishing third place, which is where we have found ourselves the last several years. But the challenge is, you know, going from third to first or going from good to great, and that's what we continue to chase in the soccer program.
What do you think the Storm need to do? You know, because, again, a couple of third place finishes, obviously competing with those top two spots last year was just, I think, maybe a goal or two away from getting to that point. But what do you think the Storm need to do to kind of overcome some of that?
We're knocking on the door, Andrew. 2 years ago, we finished second. Last fall, we finished third, but we're in first place for most of the the regular season slate. We keep getting knocked out in the semifinal round of the conference tournament. We've been there every year for the last 12 seasons, and we typically are able to even advance beyond the quarterfinals and compete in the semifinals. But getting to that championship game and competing for, you know, the title is what's next for us. The teams that have been finishing ahead of us, they happen to have a little bit of an international influence on their roster. We don't have that at Simpson, so that's the obstacle that we're trying to overcome, or the puzzle that we're trying to solve right now, is how do we go from third to first when some of our competitors are maybe recruiting globally and we don't have that edge. I will say we've done some things here recently at Simpson that have helped level the playing field a little bit. Our facilities continue to improve under the direction of Marty Bell, our AD. Our staffing has also improved. We added a full-time assistant for the first time in program history. So Marcus Barnum is joining our staff in a full-time capacity moving forward. And then, you know, we continue to work on budgets and improving budgets so that we can provide our athletes with the type of experience that they deserve. So all those things have come along over the last decade, and they're helping us compete with the upper echelon in the American Rivers Conference.
Well, last question before we let you go, coaches. What do you want people to know about Storm Soccer heading into this year? Again, I think a really another competitive slate in American Rivers Conference play. That seems to never change, but what do you want people to know about the Storm?
Yeah, we play exciting soccer. If you have an open night or there's a date on your schedule that works to come see us play, I'd encourage you to do so. I think you'll be surprised by the quality of athlete that we're putting on the field and the quality of soccer that's being played at this level. So I think in 2023, we'll be back in contention again this fall, and we're excited to see what happens.